Welcome to the Neurosonics Personal Enhancement Series, designed to assist you in making changes in your life in the most pleasant kind of way by allowing you to learn. For years now, you've tried to overcome problems, you've struggled against changes, and you've always found that it doesn't really work that well. We want to assist you in learning that change can be pleasant when you learn just how neuro-linguistic programming and waveform matrix geometry can be put together in such a way that you can sit back and find there's more genius and more wealth and more happiness and ecstasy and all kinds of pleasant experiences there for you to learn, to access in your life. So, sit back, put on a pair of headphones in a most quiet place, and make sure you won't be disturbed. Technology of mind will assist you in using both the conscious resources that are the best you have and the unconscious resources you can learn to access. Hello, this is Richard Bandler and Denver Clay, bringing you the Neurosonics Personal Enhancement Series. This first tape is called Designing Your Destiny. It's the first in a series of tapes that we want you to use in a quiet place so you can learn how to align conscious and unconscious resources so that learning becomes quick, it becomes easy, and it's done without any stress in your life. I think we've all had quite enough of that. Now, it's been known for years that all the great minds, whenever they came up against a problem, always found the solutions while dreaming or in some kind of an altered state. Well, it's those states where we get through the beliefs and suspend them just long enough to open the doorway to new realities, to new opportunities. So we've provided for you a six-step approach to begin to add to your life creativity, wealth, good planning, motivation, and ecstasy. And lots of it. Now we want you to sit back undisturbed, put on those headphones, and realize your destiny can be your own when you learn, really learn, just how your unconscious processing and your conscious processing can be aligned for your own benefit in your own future. So... now's the time. Two. Just sit back and take a deep breath. And realize, for years now, ever since you were young, you've always learned many things.
Life.
In many ways, some you realized how you learned it, some you didn't.
Is your right
In fact,
ear.
You don't even know how
and
you learned language.
Is your left
You just
ear.
Did, as a child. And that very process that children use,
and
sometimes as we get older, the door seems to close behind us. That doesn't mean it can't be opened up again. In fact, all the great learners, the most successful people, the wealthiest people, corporate executives of the most creative kind, people that I've met who are considered geniuses by the world and by myself as well, all seem to share in common the ability to organize their mind so that all parts of them move in the same direction. Now, you know that you could try to analyze a problem. You can try to break through limits. You can go back and examine your childhood. But gee whiz, you know, I've never found that that really works for me. And I've never found in all the years that I've worked with various individuals that it works at all. What I've found is, at the end of the processes that I've modeled through the years, studying geniuses like Milton Erickson, Virginia Satir, that at the end of the various things that they do, there's the ability of people to really learn how to use their mind. Now, when I developed NLP years ago, and as I continue to do so on into the future, I've added to it many things that in many ways have been useful. But teaching people how to use their own brain for a change, how to do it themselves, and how to do it directly, how to do it without anxiety, and how to do it without stress. This has been the most rewarding. It's also been the most successful of all. If you want to enhance your life and take control of your destiny, the first thing you have to do is take control of your conscious mind. To know how to take a deep breath and stop for a moment and say, if I could make one change right within the next 45 minutes, what would it be? And my guess is you'll find that there's some feeling you get in your life that gets in the way of being able to behave as effectively as you would like to. Perhaps it's a feeling of loneliness. Maybe it's anxiety. Maybe it's fear or hesitation. Whatever it is, it's simply out of your control. It's a picture in your mind, voices in your head. It's your neurology at work. So, it's time to sit back. Take a look at your own mind and think of some time when you felt real good. Some part of your life that seems to be successful. Something that works for you. Because the choice really only boils down to you can look for problems and you'll find them. Or you can look for what works and use it. Now, when you stop and you think of that part of your life that you really, really enjoy, I want you to look at the picture in your mind, listen to any sounds or voices, and I want you to start to turn them up. Make them bigger.
Make them brighter.
Double the size of the image.
Bring it closer.
Notice if it's on the right or the left or straight ahead.
Up or down.
Notice how far away it is.
Notice where the voices are coming. Are they coming from the right or the left?
Are they loud or
behind you, in front or top?
Which is
around you?
All around you.
Whichever it is,
I want you to amplify now. Because time to learn.
To make that feeling.
Start to do something dramatic with it. Now, quadruple the size.
Make it. Turn it all the way up.
Bright.
Make it bigger and brighter till your neurology starts to vibrate.
Speed up the tempo.
Learn to bring the image closer. Turn the volume of the voice up.
Neurology.
Make the voice get closer.
That's right.
Feel the excitement and you can know that you're about to use your own
neurology's
mind
and
as well as
unconscious resources
explode.
The part of you that
no one ever really told.
New future.
But if you made a picture bigger and brighter,
now,
and feelings
you're
got stronger,
learning. That's what
and allow
really
you
learning.
To take control
of your
because just as you make good feelings strong,
and
you can
mind.
Take the ones you don't like and push them off into
that's
the distance
right.
and make them darker.
Light it up.
Move
bigger,
them off to your left into the
louder,
distance
faster.
To
the now,
discipline.
Learning.
Just
this is
how
the beginning of learning
your
to
control your own mind. And then you just sit back
and
bathe yourself in that good feeling. Take a deep breath now
and
let it out
while
slowly.
You do.
Because what we're going to do
will
is take that same neurology,
which
and we're going to start to make the change you thought of. Take
multiple
the image of mind
and pictures
and look at it the way it is now.
Create.
If you were in that situation where you don't like that feeling
and make it so
why
that
would you see what
it
would you
works
hear?
For me.
And I want you to look at
so
that
listen.
Good feeling and notice they're different.
Listen.
I'll bet they're not in the same place, nor the same size,
listen.
Nor the same distance. And the voice won't have the same tonality, nor come from the same location. And I want you to take for a moment now and push that feeling you don't like and the image and the voice connected with it off into the distance. Just move it away now. I want you to just realize
that
you were a child when you first saw the task
of
writing letters and numbers of the alphabet.
Learning.
Just like when you first heard words
be
spoken to you when you were even younger.
Now, learning.
You did not realize that you were beginning the process of building a foundation. Of a new learning,
preparation,
a new understanding
so you
that would become so automatic,
it helps.
Well, you automatically learn to have your fears. You automatically learn to have your doubts. You automatically learn how to behave in ways that worked and some that don't. But it is your neurology, and you did learn it, and it doesn't matter where. You don't know where you learned which words of the English language, but you do know where you're using and understanding them now, even though you still don't know how you're doing it. So just take a deep breath and begin to float. Float back into that pleasant memory, but float back gently. Smoothly, and realize we're going to access and align your conscious desires, your unconscious resources, and allow you to design the destiny that you so deserve. And I want you now to think of something simple that you believe so strongly. Some simple thing. Now you may believe that you're always going to have that feeling. But if you stop and think, do I believe the sun's gonna come up for every day that I'm alive for the rest of my life? Do I believe my heart will be beating? Am I convinced that being alive requires blood in my veins? And if you notice those images, the tone of voice in your head, do you believe it? Notice where it's located, on the right, on the left, up, down, and you'll notice that they're different than the belief that you have in the limitations of your own future. That belief is stronger. Now I want you to drift in comfort and learn to make changes through relaxation and believe comfort yourself by in the image realize of the things that you believed so far that felt good. That the sun is going to come up. That rip, I want you to very slowly make, see yourself come learning to totally relax. From the top of your head, from the tip of your toes, from your fingertips, right shoulder, left, forehead, nose, knees, just breathe out with comfort. Now. And build for yourself a belief as strong as the sun is going to come up tomorrow. You can learn change relaxation will to find relax a better life, a life you deserve tomorrow, a life of success, a life of joy, a life where problems melt away and float down into security and satisfaction in the knowledge that you're learning now about how to do it in a new way. And to use that new way to build a pleasant trust in how you can and make new changes simply to by floating down with comfort. You floating down and enjoying the feel the enjoyment. Really now. You can go twice as far. Enjoyment. Just let go into your past. Now. And now. But only with honest comfort. And only to memories of past pleasant, enjoyable times. Times when you felt relaxed. So. Bits and pieces of memories from a long time. Time deeper still. A goal deeper still. Twice even deeper. Three still. Four into turn back of your more my soul relaxed. So comfortable. And look at the image of how you use. used to behave. See the times when you had that old feeling. The feeling you don't want no more. Look at that image, and as you do, I want you to see it move away. Further, further. As you relax more, further with still each fading breath now you can and will. Know that the more you try to stop yourself from preventing the fact that you're no longer going to need that, run the last powerful example of that memory from beginning to end. And when you reach the end, stop, hold it as a slide, and run it backwards to the beginning. Reverse it. It will take away all the power. It'll make it seem silly. You can reverse the meaning, and your neurology understands just how. When things go in reverse, when you get back to the beginning just before that event, then occurs,
you have
then run the memory the you love to have
beginning change,
the memory that will be in your first future success. See yourself doing it in a new way. Try things you never thought you'd do, but feel right about
in vain.
Feel to pleasant,
the
feel relaxed as you will do them.
You try
new way
successful,
and even the thought of doing it in the old way is gonna be silly, unnecessary. All those voices in your head, all the things that created those feelings are just those very things that, friends. That will allow you to build that new belief in yourself. That you've always wanted. That you deserve. Look at the strong belief that you have. And next to it, put the belief that you will behave in the new desired way right next to it. Make them the same size, the same distance, same moving images. Listen to any sounds or voices. Make them the same believable tone of voice, same phrasing, same tempo. Then move the new belief way off into a distance and zip it right up. Replace what you believe now. Then look at the belief that the sun is coming up tomorrow. And look at the new belief. Make sure unconsciously and consciously they're both as true
and
as right,
believable
for you.
And
so surely as the sun is coming up tomorrow,
So they will find yourself behaving in a new way.
The same place.
Doing new things.
And in the same vein.
Being more successful and effective as a person. This is what designing your destiny is all about. And I want your unconscious processes to take responsibility
with
a neurological
how to
for automating them.
Do this
with
for learning
every
and building
on
this
new
feeling
foundation
so that
of learning
move
so that you can
leisure
make any change
you
want and need
for
yourself in the future.
Now,
isn't that better? It's a technology allowing your unconscious processes to be able to assist you in making worthwhile changes. Important changes, and feel them growing, spreading all through you now, becoming so real that
you
they will stay with you
always
and
do it.
The learnings will start to grow
your own.
You'll start at the unconscious level.
To
see a myriad of new ways of dealing with not just that situation, but a host of others.
So,
through flexibility
desire
of thought,
to
through total relaxation and comfort, your learning process can manifest itself.
Deeply,
deeply,
and thoroughly,
and thoroughly,
and generalize
into your future,
into
your life,
and solidify.
That's right. And you then need only to relax even more. Let your mind build
new
brand new
way
neurosynaptic
cortical
pathway
that
your behavior will
do
fine now. New ways of doing all kind of things, because you've always wanted to learn to have an easier life, a more successful life, one with more happiness, with more ecstasy,
more
with more joy,
success,
wealth. Now stop.
Friendship with your mates,
still
desire
learning
me,
and
new
find
chances,
a very pleasant memory
to
think
new
eyes. One with satisfaction,
one with comfort,
one perhaps even with a giggle attached to it.
Come on, you can
notice where it is
in comfort.
Notice what tone of voice
you can
use.
Do it.
There have been times when you thought
more
relaxed. A new idea,
a new solution
into a new future
should have been easier.
But
why did
I think of that?
Be
myself.
So
this time you did
now
and will continue to only look back and laugh at how simple it is to learn passively
with your own conscious and unconscious resources align, it's so much easier. It's so much smoother. You can enhance your own destiny with power, with compassion, and learn to believe in yourself and your own learning. Really learning now that it's not about high or low self-esteem. It's about building a future you're proud of, a vibrant future. And your unconscious is doing so now. You're learning to make changes. Really make changes that and enjoy them. Will and enjoy the process you learn for ever. Really learn. It's not what picture, it's not what voice, it's where
even a voice how
that discourages you.
You
can change into your a pleasant, sweet voice
and make a better one
that makes subtle suggestions.
Now,
hear them.
You can turn up and down the volume, speed up or slow down the tempo. You can make the pictures bigger and smaller, and only in this way do you have control over your mind when it now doesn't. You
know
have
which direction
want something new
to
something so new. That it's time to sit up and take notice. Take another quick deep breath. Because we're about to begin the very important part of your learning to bring unconscious learnings towards your conscious mind. Now, let your mind stop and think. What was it that used to bother me?
Was it voices from here and there?
What was it that
was it
used to seem so important?
Was it thoughts?
Look at it in your mind now. Does it make you feel bad?
Whose thoughts
were they? Are you afraid?
Were they yours?
Will you hesitate? Or do you look at it and say, I'm going to do it in a new way. That's right. Feel the vibrations. Feel the strength and the power of knowing you can make new choices. And only you can do that.
What picture? What voice? What tone?
As you learn
what belief
in the course for the next 5 tapes, this is only the beginning of your learning to control your mind. Each and everything in your life, your professional life, your personal life, meeting new people, your dreams, your hopes, your desires, any part of your life that you've found lacking, well, that's just an opportunity to build a new belief.
And align those
new beliefs are built
to
by suspending
old ones.
Push them off.
Work together.
Take the images of them and let them literally fall over backwards. Wow. Over backwards. So that they're flat. And bring in new ideas. New understandings.
New learnings.
New learnings.
New understandings.
And let them sink
new beliefs,
into your
new choices.
Whole mind.
exciting. The conscious part, the unconscious processes, knowing how they work is what makes it work.
The future.
And you can and will do so.
Forget all the
past. You're the kind of person who wants to enhance your life. Now, I think you're ready to move on. You're ready to stop and consider how many possibilities there are. How wealthy would you like to be? How happy?
How rich?
How excited?
How ferocious?
How many ideas and opportunities might you have missed where you could say,
oh, I'll worry about it?
Or you can say, bring on the future.
For
bring it on. I'm ready. Here it comes. Chances. Lots of chances and opportunities to make new things happen. To make life exciting. To make life vibrant. To make life filled with all kinds of joys. Yes, so now, very slowly, it's time to go into another state. It's just a state of mind, and it's your state, and you get to control it, and that's what personal enhancement does, and is, and will always be. People can open doorways, but they're not going to push you through it, neither will we. We want you to have your hand on the door, open it up. Step into a Ferrari, pull out into the fast lane, put the fun meter to the red line and make sparks off the guardrail, and realize anything that ever got in your way in the past is way into the past where it belongs. And each night while you dream, you're going to do this with everything that you find needs to be a place where you could make a choice and do things in a new way.
Move
to build excitement, fun, and pleasure, and trust, and love, intimacy, and all the things that make life more worthwhile.
Can
now stop and consider, what do you want next? Do you want to be smarter? Do you want to know how to build a new idea? Do you want to find more intimacy? Do you want to be wiser? Do you want to make better decisions? Do you want to supercharge your life up with thrills and excitement? These are the doorways that this series opens up to you. And I want you to consider in your dreams and your hopes how you're going to find ways to do this for yourself. Think about it now.
And now. And now.
Some very hard work, and you've done it in a new way, and I want you to be proud. I want you to stop and think about just what you chose for yourself, and look at it. Think about the next time you'll be in that situation. Do you believe that you would have anything but new behaviors?
Does it feel the same? No way. Because you've learned to make your unconscious processes more and more aligned with your desires, with your needs, with your hopes and dreams. So it's time for you to dream on, to build not the basis for future disappointment. Disappointment does require adequate planning, but to build a foundation on which you're going to become more successful as a person. This is what we hope we can and have assisted you with, because it's our dreams and hopes. It's the new frontiers in life that make excitement possible, that make us feel so, so alive. Today, tonight, and tomorrow, and for the rest of your life. Well, this concludes only the first part in a state-of-the-art technology of combining the effects of waveform geometry, the way it affects your neurology, with the skills of neurolinguistic programming and years of experience as being a modeler of expertise and excellence of the best decision makers, the best learners, and the most effective people that I could find. And I think you're on the road to becoming one of them. People say it's all in your mind, and I say it is. Keep it in mind and keep it there dynamically. To see you're on the road now, and I want you to stay on that road and accelerate and learn to be the kind of person you want to be and feel the way you want to feel. Have the things you want to have and know you deserve it. Now, this is Richard Bandler and Denver Clay, wishing you well and reminding you we designed these to be listened to first in order, tape 1 through 6, and then it's your choice from then on. Listen to each one front and back and learn to enhance your life the way you want.